Yeah, the couple of them that I've seen at Breakfast Wally's and Brian's, those are awfully big. But, you know, those are, you know, the monsters of the fleet. And I'm looking at maybe a 3. I'm going to cut it down the middle. But there is a 5 I'm interested in, and it's not a matter of the money. It's just what you're getting for it. And he actually raised the price $25. And I said, what the heck did you raise the price for? You know, that cost, the price change was the cost of a pizza for me. And but the fact of the matter was is just the fact that, yeah, I'm willing to go, like, 4 at the most, and I was going to go $25 over. Now I got to go with $50 over to get a 5. So I'm starting to look at the 3s a little more closely.
Yeah, I'm not really familiar with the 3. I have to look it up. Like, but I don't know, because they always lump the 5 and the 2500 and the 1500 together for like parts and, you know, batteries and things. So I don't know if the 3 is in the same family or not.
Yeah, it's a 3000. I just shorted it up by saying 3, but yeah, it's in the family, and they do make a Model 3 with a keypad and everything else, but I've not found a full front panel programming on a 3 yet. It seems like you only can get a full front panel programming on a 5, the way they're configured. I'm not saying you can't get it, but I'm still doing some investigating on it, and I got to get a new base station antenna right now because the expandability or the expanding frequency range, that little window antenna I have does not go all the way down to even the MI5 or even my motor turbo frequencies in the lower band. So I have to look at a new antenna before I look at a new radio.